This is the sound of rainfall in Montecito, January 15th. For the first time in 2019, the threat of potentially heavy rainfall prompted evacuation orders for areas near the Thomas, Sherpa, and Whittier brush fires. Robert Tufel loaded up some important papers from his Santa Rosa Lane home in Montecito and left as ordered.
I pulled all business records, tax records, revenue records that are very hard to replace. The other stuff is just, as far as I'm concerned, completely replaceable.
Tufel says after what happened in January of 2018, he takes evacuation orders seriously. He says the debris flow passed within the width of a street of his home.
Right across the street. Woke up on the 9th of January with helicopters, Sikorsky helicopters above my roof, thinking that we needed to be evacuated. You know, I waved them off and we helped evacuate our neighbors across the street. All our neighbors across the street down Amapola Lane. A lot of them were evacuated.
Last week was the first major test of the rainfall season for many of the burn areas in the central and south coasts. Many of those who died in the 1-9 debris flow in 2018 were in what were labeled as voluntary evacuation areas. Public safety officials have changed evacuation wording in Santa Barbara County.
We're using the terminology evacuation warning and evacuation order. Evacuation warning means people should prepare to leave, and those people that need assistance or could take extra time to evacuate, they should leave then, and then we'll issue an evacuation order following.
Robert Lewin is director of Santa Barbara County's Office of Emergency Management.
We have a ready, set, go kind of concept. People need to be ready. They need to figure out where they're going to go if they have to evacuate. At the set phase, they need to make sure that their car is ready, that they have everything they want to bring with them, that their family is all accounted for, that they know exactly where they're going to go, and how all of the family members will be able to stay in contact with each other. They should have their go kits ready. And then when they evacuate, all they have to merely do is then leave without any hesitation.
But Lewin says we could also have circumstances like we did last Thursday, where changes in a rapidly moving system unexpectedly created a threat. There were some flash flood warnings issued.
Sometimes the weather service cannot predict all the elements of a storm. Sometimes there's a rapidly developing system that can come in and cause a debris flow. When these rapidly developing systems come in, there could be little or just a few minutes of notice that the National Weather Service and, of course, us will be able to provide to the community.
So Lewin says in those fast-moving situations where there isn't time for evacuations, there are other steps that people in high-risk areas should be taking.
Make sure that they have a plan now. If they have a neighbor nearby that is outside of the risk areas, they should go make sure that neighbor is ready to receive them. If they don't have the ability to travel on foot to the neighbor, because it's too far or not safe, then next option is to go to a second floor. And if they don't have a second floor, to go to the center of their house.
Much of the attention during the trio of storms to sweep through the region last week was on Montecito because it was so hard hit last year. But Lewin cautions there are a number of other potentially at-risk brush fire burn areas in the county.
The areas that are threatened this year in Santa Barbara County are the folks that live below the Sherpa and Whittier burn areas west of Goleta, as well, of course, as the Thomas Fire. Now, the Thomas Fire is 13 miles long on the front country there. The communities that are impacted are both Montecito and Carpinteria. Folks in Carpinteria were fortunate. There was minimal damage from the 1-9 debris flow. However, the impacts on a similar type event could be that Carpinteria takes the brunt.
Montecito resident Robert Tufel says while it was inconvenient evacuating for a day last week, it was also a good test of sorts.
It gives confidence in the officials who are running emergency management services. It gives confidence the storm drainage systems, the flood control channels, and the debris basins work.
With the year passing, there's been some vegetation growth, which has slightly decreased the risk for the Thomas, Sherpa, and Whittier brush fire burn areas. But the scars are still fresh in Ventura and Los Angeles counties, with the Hill and Woolsey brush fire burn areas only about 2 months old. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.